Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Dalet Shin. We are up to Siv Beis, the second to last line on page Tzadi Dalet. We're about to turn on to page 188. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, V'hecho d'mutter ha'eved lasos melacha la'atzmo, in a situation where the Eved is allowed to do melacha on Shabbos for himself, meaning not category one, he's not an Eved that was molu toval and became a full Eved Knani that was makabal on himself, the mitzvos of an Eved, but rather he is one of the other two categories where he is allowed to do melacha on Shabbos. So im Omar leha adon sheyase la'atzmo, so if the master said to him that he should work for himself, the yozun atzmo, and support himself yom ha-Shabbos, on the day of Shabbos, kevon shehisne imo mibodyom, since the master made this stipulation with him before Shabbos started, osahu letzarchei mezonosov, he's allowed to work on Shabbos for his mezonos, ubavad betzina. As long as he does his malacha in private, shelo yehei badaver chash roim, that there shouldn't be a concern for those who see, they shouldn't think he's doing malacha on behalf of his owner. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chav Aleph, im Amar leha adon, shem yirtza shelo lezono, if the master wants to not support his eved, v'shiyachzor ha'eved al ha'psachim, and the eved should rather go around to collect tzedakah, harashus biyado, the master has that right, v'imkein osa ha'eved le'atzmo, and if so, the eved goes and works for himself. So if the master makes this deal that I'm not supporting you anymore on Shabbos, go support yourself. So that Eved is allowed to go do Malacha in private. Kevan shehisne imo bibodyom, since the master made this deal with him before Shabbos, this is coming to exclude if he made this tznai with the Eved only on Shabbos, then already it's going to be Aser. V'im lo omer le'klal, if the master said nothing to the Eved, Eloha Eved Ose Meatzmo, rather the Eved wants to work on his own, Virotel Lozum Imenu, when he wants to support himself from the money he's making, so Hevi Bel Yerabba Bishem Sefer Masas Binyamin the Mutter, so the Yerabba brings to the Masas Binyamin, that's Mutter, if the Eved wants to do it on his own. Kevan She'en HaYisrael Omer Lo She'asenu, since the Yisrael did not tell him to do it, the Eved, who's allowed to do Malach on Shabbos, wants to do Malach on Shabbos, that's fine. However, the Levushe Srad in the beginning of this Simon is Mashma, that one should not be lenient, even on the Eved going ahead and doing Malach on his own. Sivkaton Chav Gimel Osehu, he can go ahead and do Malach for his Mezonos in private. Rotzalomer means to say Afilu b'beis rabu, even in the house of his master, kevan shu b'tzina, since Lamaise is doing it in private. Ukid Messiah, like the Mechaber ends off. The kol shekein imarviach etzel eino Yehudi. Certainly, if the Eved is going to go ahead and do the work to support himself in the house of a goy, that's going to be mutter. And the Shaar Tzion Os Yudches is machlokas, if he's working in the house of a goy, if therefore it does not have to be b'tzina, or even there it has to be b'tzina. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Aval lo yaseh letzarach Yisrael acher afilu betzina. But even if Yisrael, who is the owner, says, go ahead and support yourself on Shabbos, he should not support himself by going and doing work for another Yisrael, even betzina, toha mikol makom eved Yisrael hu. Even though the master said, go support yourself, l'maisa, he is an eved of Yisrael, and again, he's not allowed to go work for any other Jew. Like we learned earlier, Shaar Tzion points out that again, the third category that we've discussed, that would be actually a machlokas, whether he can do malacha for another Yisrael, or if he can't do malacha for another Yisrael. Says the Mechaber Vayter on page 188, Sif Gimel. Eino Yehudi Gomer. No longer discussing an Eved, a regular guy, Shu Sachir, who is a hired worker by Yisrael, Ein Rabo Mitzuva Al Shvisaso. So his master is not commanded to make sure that the guy who is working for him does not do malacha on Shabbos. So again, of course, there's always the Isser D'Rabbanan of Amir La'akum. You can't ask a guy to do malacha for you. We're talking about the Isser D'Oraisa of having your Eved not do malacha on Shabbos. That you don't have. He's not your Eved. He's just your hired worker. So the Mechaber says, a full guy that is your worker, so you're not mitzuv al shvisasa l'gabi the D'Oraisa, that he can't do malacha. Of course, you would have the D'Rabbanan of Amir La'akum. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kadon Chav Dalet. Eino Yehudi Gomer. Avol, however, in kibel olav hashem mitzvos, if this guy was makabel on himself, the seven mitzvos from Noach, Halohu Ger Toshav. Then he has the category of the Ger Toshav, the Osir Lasos Molocha LeYisrael Af LeMish Eino Rabu VeKanal. And as we learned earlier, in that case, he would be considered a Ger Toshav who would not allowed to be doing Molocha for Yisrael, even for a regular Yisrael who would not be his master. The Ayin B'Rambam Perek Yudal Mehichos Isurei Bia. Look in the Rambam who it writes, the Ein Mekablam Ger Toshav Bizman She'en HaYovel Noheg, that we do not accept a Ger Toshav in a time when Yovel is not Noheg. V'chein Eved She'enu Rotzeh L'Kabel Olam Mitzvos. And so to an Eved that does not want to be Mekabel on himself all the Mitzvos of an Eved, Ki'im Sheva, but rather only the Sheva Mitzvos, Kamo Ger Toshav, like a Ger Toshav, Gam Kein Ein Mekablam Oso Bizman She'en HaYovel Noheg, we also will not be Mekabel that Eved for his acceptance of the mitzvahs like a Ger Toshav in a time when the Yovel is not knowing. The Ravid Sham Cholik Azayin Sham, the Ravid argues. The Shaar Tzion Oschof writes, Aval Eved Shiritzono Lomul Volitbo Ulakabu Ola Mitzvah Shaisha Chayeves, but an Eved who wants to have a Mila and a Tvila. I mean, Makabel, all the mitzvahs of an Eved Kanani, like an Isha, Gam Bizman HaZanoeg, that will be Noeg always. We're talking about a person who only wants to Makabel, the Zayin Mitzvahs, so then we say, we don't accept him in a time when Yovel is not Noeg, whether he's not an Eved and wants to be a regular Ger Toshav, or he is an Eved and he wants to Makabel the mitzvahs like a Ger Toshav. Sivkoton Chafeshu Sachir. So again, the Mechaber said, a regular guy that is your worker, you're not mitzuva al shvisoso. Vafilu imhu sochir lakamishanim. Even if he is a hired worker for a number of years, so his mom is staying by your house, and he's spending a lot of time there, it is still mutter for him to do malacha on Shabbos. Mikomokom harei eino konui lo kinyan olam. Lamaisa, you don't have a kinyan in him. He's not your eved. He's just a regular guy working for you. And therefore, you are not mitzuva al shvisoso. Valkena, therefore, Afilu imhu osa malachas rabu, even if he does the malacha for his master, eino osa midaraisa, that would not be an isa daraisa that we've been discussing in the simon, she'enenu bichlal avdo, because he is not considered your eved. V'hamalachos hamutaros lechatchila al yedei eino yehudi, and the malachos that we discussed earlier, that one is allowed to have a regular guy do for him, for example, a kfura on the first day of Yontif, or to do malacha for a chola she'en bo sakana, mutter gam al yado, you would also be allowed to have this guy who is your worker for numerous years to do that malacha for you, because again, you don't have the isser daraisa of making sure he doesn't do malacha, you just have the regular isser of amir lakum, and those things are mutter for the regular case of the derabbanan of amir lakum. The kosa beis Yosef, shemaharin nestapik. The Mari has the following suffix. Ba'osan ha'avodim va'ashvachos ovde gilulim. Those slaves or maidservants that are goyim. Shem ratu lahamir dosam velikanes ledas Yishmael. That the rule of the government is, if they want to go and follow the religion of the Yishmaelim, yotzim l'cherus. The rule of the government is that anyone who accepts upon themselves the das Yishmael, so they are freed from their avdus. So Efsher, so now you're a yid and you have this eved, but at any moment the eved could be going free. He could accept upon himself a das Yishmaelim, and the rule of the government is he goes free. So he's mesupuk efsher she'afa pi shem ata kanuyos kinyan olam. Even though right now you own this eved, and therefore it should be a regular halacha of shvisas avdo shemachma zehim chashuvim rak kesachir ove gilulin ba'alma v'tzarachian. Maybe since they can send themselves free whenever they want, they just accept upon themselves the Das Yisrael, and they go free, so even though you have a Kinyan Olam, maybe they don't have a din of your Eved, maybe they only have a din of a regular guy, that is a suffix that he has. V'das ha'achronim la'achmir bazeh, the opinion of the achronim is to be machmir mipnei shi'esh bozech shash issa Torah. Again, your Eved doing malach on Shabbos, that is an issa daraisa, and therefore you should go l'chumra, even though he could potentially get out of it easily. L'maisa right now, he is your Eved, and that would be a suffix daraisa, and we go l'chumra. The kol shekain imhu b'makom she'ein lo reshus lefi dineim lafki atzmo b'hamaras daso. Certainly if you're in a place where he can't just easily take upon a certain religion and get out of the avdus, shebazev vaday osar lasas malacha b'shabbos liYisrael, then for sure this eved would not be allowed to do malacha on Shabbos for Israel. Sivkaton chafav ein rabba mitzuva. Again, the case of the Mechaber is a full guy that's a worker by Yisrael. Ein rabba mitzuva al shvisa, so you're not commanded about a shvisa. B'mokom shameloch yorum hodo gozer. In a place where the king that his glory should be raised up, makes a gzeira. She'ein shum adam chutz midasam yicholim liknos eved va'oma. Here's a different rule the king made. He says that unless you're following their religion of the Goyim, in that country, you're not allowed to have an eved and an oma. Ha'avodim v'ha'shvachos yicholim lahavir esh b'shabbos. Then the rule is, any eved that you have, since the rule in the government is, the king said, that you can have an eved and an amma, so it's not considered your eved and amma, that you're commanded on shvisas avdo, and therefore these avodim v'shvachos are allowed to make fires for you on Shabbos. Now no goy is allowed to make a fire for you on Shabbos, so you have to say it's talking about where it's very cold and everyone's a chola. It's a case of a chola shem osakana where a guy is allowed to do malacha for you. The point being, since that's the rule the king made, they're not considered your avodim, they're regular goyim, and whatever malacha is mutter for a guy to do for you, like a chola shem osakana, to make a fire, so that would be mutter in this case also. Tahavyun kesachir ba'alma. Because in that case, those avodim are considered like workers, and therefore there's only the regular issud rabbanon of amir al-akum. But there are those who argue and say, Da'af ata gufon kanali Yisrael. Lemaisa, right now, their bodies are acquired by Yisrael, and therefore they would have a din of an Eved, and it would be an Issa Daraisa, so they could not make those fire for you, even if it is for a Chol HaShem HaSakana, because they have an Issa Daraisa on them. The Achshav Shaporim Chroga. Now that we're paying taxes, Ba'ad Ha'avodim Vashvachos, in order to hold on to slaves. So, Lukul Yalma Gufon Kanui. So then, according to everyone, the body of the slave is considered acquired by the Yisrael. Vasurim B'malacha, and you can't have them do Malacha. V'chein Lukula. This same idea that the Yeravadim can somehow work out, sometimes Lakula, Dahainu Sheyochol Mamzer Lisa Shivcha, that a Mamzer would be allowed to marry the Shivcha because the Shivcha is considered a regular Shivcha Knanis who can marry a Mamzer. The Eved Mamzeres and the Eved Knani, who's a full Eved Knani, would have the Kula that a Yisrael, who is a Mamzer, a Mamzeres, the Yisraelis, would be allowed to marry that Eved Knani. And that concludes Simon Dalet Shin, and now we're going to begin Simon Shin Hei. Bameh Behema Yotza B'Shabbos, what an animal is allowed to go out with on Shabbos. We're on page 188, Simon Shin Hei, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Behema Yotzeis B'Masha Mishtameres Bo. So, not only are you commanded on Shvisas Avdo, as we're going to see in this Simon, you're commanded on Shvisas Behemto, your animal is not allowed to do Malacha, your animal cannot carry things outside, there are other Yisurim as well, Mechamer, we'll get to all these things, but right now, the Shulchan Aruch starts with your animal carrying outside. So the Mechaber says, Behema Yotzeis B'Masha Mishtameres Bo. An animal can go out with a load on it that is guarding the animal. Avalim eina mishtameres bo. But if the animal is not guarded by this item, o havin itirusi yiseirasa biyoser, or it's an overguarding, meaning the animal can be guarded with less, and you're doing an extra shmir that's not necessary, havi masui. If you're doing too little, you're doing too much, then it's considered a load. If you're doing just right, what this animal needs to be guarded, then it would be mutter. V'chein kol davar shu l'noi, and so to anything that's on the animal for beauty, v'lo lishmor, and not to guard it, lo seitzebo, he's not going to go out with that item that's for noi on the animal. Hilkach, now we get to practical examples, not so practical for the pets and animals that we have nowadays, but practical for the animals they had in those days. Hilkach, na'oka, which is a white female camel, yotzeis bizmama de parzala. A white female camel can go out with a ring of iron, shu tabashel barzel. It's a ring of iron. V'nokev chotma u'machnisabo. You make a hole in the nose of the camel, you stick this ring in, and then you put a little rope in there, and that's the way you guard the animal by holding on to that. So this white female camel can go out with that ring of iron that is through the nose, because that is there for shmira of the camel. V'chamra luva. And a chamor that is from Luv can go out the paga de parzula. That's an iron bit. That's something that's in its mouth. Again, that's guarding it. There's a rope attached to a bit in its mouth. That's the way you guard that animal. The hainu beriga. The hagomel ba'afsar shu kevishteru. And a camel can go out with a halter, which is something that's wrapped around the neck that you lead the animal with. So we have three animals here with three different things that are considered a shmira for that particular animal. We'll stop there in the Mechaber for tonight. Let's see the Mishabura. Sivkotan Aleph, Behema Yotzes, Dihinek Siv, the Pasuk says in the Torah, Leman Yanuach Shorcha V'chamarecha, in order that your Shor and your Chamor should rest on Shabbos. Hare Hisira Torah. The Torah is warning us, Shegam Behemas Yisrael Tanuach B'Shabbos, that our animals also have to rest on Shabbos. V'lav Dafka Behema, this is not specifically Behemos, Huadin Ofos V'chol Balechayim, also birds, and any other animals that are owned by a Jew, they must rest on Shabbos. V'lochein, and therefore, Dafka K'shetese B'dover Shehula L'shmira. Dafka, if they're going to go out with something that is for that particular animal, L'shmira, Havei Tachshit V'urcha. That's considered an adornment. It's considered the normal way to go out. V'arehu K'malbush L'odom V'lav Masuihu. It's like a person going out with clothing, and it's not considered a load. It's mutter for the animal to go out with this item that is a shmira for that animal. Aval B'dover She'ena Mishtameres Bo. But to go out with something that is not guarding it, have a masui v'aser, that is a load and it is forbidden. And so too, if it goes out with something that's guarding it, but it's guarding it way too much, it's an over guarding based on the inyan of the animal at hand, the lav urcha b'hachi, this is not the normal way to take that animal out, gam kein bechlal masui v'aser. So you have to get it just right. It has to be the proper shmira of this animal. If it's not enough of a shmira, it's too much of a shmira, that will all be considered a load, and that will be usur to go out with the animal, to go out with that on Shabbos. Sivkotan beis. But if it's overly guarded, zaltim mishabura dafka b'shmira yaseira harbe. It's not an exact science, but if it's way too much shmira for that particular animal, that's when it's a problem. Aval imrak ma'at yoser mimasha tzrichim, if it's just a little more shmira that's really needed, you can get by with less, lo have masa, that would not be considered a load, de'ef shir l'tzamtim, you can't get it exact. So if it's just, unreal, it's like, it's totally out of range, so then already, if it's an over shmira, it will be considered a load. But if it's a little more, that certainly would not be a problem. Sivkotan gimel, or anything that is lenoi ayin lekamei, sivkotan yudbeis, we'll get to that soon. Sivkotan dalud, hilkach, therefore we got to the practical examples. Again, we said the naka, which is a female camel, can go out with the ring of iron through its nose. We said the chamra luva can go out with the bit, the iron bit, and we said that the gomel can go out with the afser. So says the Mishabura, Nokar Vaholech Bitchila. It's going ahead and mentioning in the beginning, Habehemos Hachazokos, the very strong animals, Shetzricho Shmira Biyoser, that need a very strong Shmira, Velodai Lohem Bishmira Kala. And it's not enough for these animals to have a light guarding. Keep going, for example, Naka, Shehi Gamla Nikeva Levana. It's a white female camel. Shetzarech l'shmirasa dafka zemama de parzla b'chotma. It needs, in order to be guarded specifically, an iron ring that is through its nose. V'lo dai lo bipaga de parzla. It's not enough for it to be guarded with just a bit that's in its mouth that is iron. The kol shekein b'afsar. Certainly a halter is not going to be enough. So the greatest guarding is this ring of iron through the nose. Therefore, this white female camel, the Naka, cannot go out with the bit in its mouth, with the halter around its neck. It can only go out with the Zmama de Parzala. Next category, the Chamra Luva. Hu Chamor Habam Medinas Luv. So the donkey that comes from the place called Luv, can Dafka go out with Paga de Parzala with this iron bit in its mouth? Avalobizamama can't go out with the stronger guarding of the ring of iron that goes through its nose. The Zehula Nitirusa Yaseirasa. That is considered a guarding that is way too strong for this Chamor. Sivkotan Hey, but Paga de Parzala. Again, the Paga de Parzala is category 2, that the Chamra Luva can go out with the bit that is iron. Hainu v'prumbio hakosu b'siv gimel, this is referring to the bit that's discussed in Siv Gimel. V'dafka Chamra Luva, this type of Shmira is dafka for the Chamra from Luv, avol Chamor acher lo, but any other Chamor, no. Tahavalei etzlo nitirusi yaseiro, for regular Chamor, it's too much of a guarding, and it would be usur. U'kemosha kosu l'kamei b'siv gimel, like we'll see tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, in Siv Gimel. The Isa the Gemara, says the Chamra Luva Yotze Af Ba'afser. The Gemara says this Chamra Luva category 2 can not only go out with the Paga de Parzlo, but it can even go down a notch. It can go out with the Afser with the halter as well. The Gamba Zem Mishtamer, even though we usually guard it stronger, but it can go with a little weaker level also. That also be a proper Shmira. And the last Mishnah Berurah said, "Katan vava gomel ba'afsar." He said a camel goes out with a halter, avalobis mama de parzla, but not with the iron ring in its nose. Shahu lo shmiri yaseira. For that animal, it's too much of a shmira. Ubapaga de parzla, the bit that is iron in the mouth, that is mistapik a magen avram. The magen avram has a suffix. If the gomel can go out with that, ve'ataz pasak le'iser. And the taz paskins that would be usher. We'll stop here. Continue with our discussion of the animals. Emir Tzashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.